Evangelist in for Azure and startups in Microsoft Italy. And during this session, I want to tell you about how to build a bot using the Microsoft Bot framework and one of the Microsoft Cognitive Services, that is the Language Understanding Intelligence Service, or LUIS. First of all, before to start, I want to show you the hashtag of the masterclass, hashtag Microsoft JWS, for making questions about some topic or some additional information or doubts about what I talk during the session. I will answer to your question at the end of the session, and also after the session if you want to continue to make some questions. The topics, the main topics of this session are these ones. First of all, we will understand why a developer or an organization should prefer to build a bot instead of a simple application, and also why a user should prefer to talk with a bot. After that, we will see how to get started with the Microsoft Bot Framework, and we will have a demo about build a very first and simple bot using Microsoft Bot Framework and Visual Studio. During this part of the presentation, I also show you how what are the different type of dialogues that you can use in your bot to communicate with users. The following topics are related to other specific features of the creation of a bot with the Microsoft tools. In particular, the Language Understanding Service, LUIS, that is one of the Microsoft Cognitive Services. We will go in a deep dive about this service in the second part of the session. And I will also show you how to use REST API. REST API for integrate your bot in application or in mobile app, written in any programming language. But first of all, why bots? During Build the Microsoft conference this year, Microsoft has introduced a new concept, is the concept of conversations as a platform. This is an important concept because it's related to the way to communicate with computers or application in a more human speaking. Think about, for example, the possibility of unlock your PC just with a smile, using, for example, Windows Hello, or to talk with your voice with a digital assistant, for example, Cortana. And in a similar way, a bot could be a new type of application for your customers, with the possibility to chat or talk with it, or also call it to ask some important information. When developers start to build a bot, the problems that they are facing are the same. First of all, bots required a basic I/O, a basic way to give input and output. They must have a language dialogue skill to communicate with user in a more natural way, and they must be performant, responsive, and scalable. And ideally, we want that there are available in every conversation experience, and in particular in any language that user that user chooses. To do this, Microsoft offers the Microsoft Bot framework that provide all the tools and things that you need to do a very performant bot. You can, with the Microsoft Bot framework, build, connect, manage, and publish your intelligent bot that interact naturally wherever your user are talking, for example with SMS and text, or in Facebook Messengers, or in Slack, or also with Office 365 mail. And this represents a great opportunity for developers, organizations, but also for end users. Think, for example, for developers, we as developers can reach our customers, our users broadly, where they already are conversing. And for example, an organization could use his bot in his website, or on a Facebook page, or by Skype, or in another type of conversation channel. And this could be a type of first customer support. For example, think about a travel agency that has a website to book flights and rooms and so on. She could give a sort of assistance in a more quickly and natural way to the customer during the booking process, for example. Also for end users, the benefit there is benefits to talk with bot instead of compile a form or write an email and so on. Think for example when you are at work or on a train or on a bus and you have and you need some information about something but you don't have time to call someone or writing a mail and so on, you can talk directly with a bot in a natural way, with human language, and obtain some information. This is the second part. I will go in detail of Microsoft Bot framework. In particular, as I said before, the Microsoft Bot framework is a comprehensive offering. It offers tools as the SDK that we will see after this slide, and REST API to make you able to integrate your bot in any application written with any programming language. There is also a developer portal in which you can register on the main conversation channels and manage your bot, but also to make your bot public in a bot directory, a sort of gallery of all the bot that are built and are available. Okay. Other tools are, for example, LUIS, the Language Understanding Intelligence Service, to understand the intents that users express during the conversation. Speech API and Cortana to make users able to talk directly with their voice to the bot. And also Azure, because once you have finished to build your bot, you can deploy your code on Azure, in particular on Azure App Service, that is a specific service on Azure. And by Azure App Service, you can take benefit from auto-scaling, for example, of your bot, and some other feature that the Microsoft Azure, the cloud platform of Microsoft, offers. You can also, for example, integrate Application Insight, that is another service that makes you able to collect data and statistics, and you can monitor these type of data and see if your bot is working, if it is working well, and how your customer are using your bot. With I said something about the bot connector, and the bot developer portal. In this slide, we go in details about bot connector. There are many connectors to the main conversation channel available today on the developer portal. You can see these in the slide. With bot connector, you make your bot available on a specific conversation channel, but you also route messages through the right channel. You can manage the state of the conversation. You can manage the registration of the bot. You can track the session of the conversation, and so on. Instead, your bot is built with a logic and the bot builder SDK. The bot builder SDK is an open source SDK. Is available on GitHub at the link that you can see in the slide, and it is available for Node.js and .NET. And you have also the possibility to use, as I said before, REST API to integrate your bot in any application. As I said, bot contain the logic and the method of the SDKs to send and receive a message from user. And when a message is received, the bot makes something related to it. Using Lewis, for example, you can make your bot able to understand the content of the message in an easy way and detect a specific intention from your user. We will see also, as I promised, the different dialogue type that are available. Bots are by default stateless because dialogues and the bots in general could be reusable and must be scalable to offer the best performance to the users. The dialogue state is persisted, as I said before, in the bot connector. You can read the state per users, per user, per session, and both. The type of dialogue to communicate between users and your bot are different. You can choose, for example, prompt dialogue that make users able to select from different choices. But you can also use Lewis Dialogue. Lewis Dialogue is the implementation in your bot of the service, the Lewis service that I talked about before. Lewis Dialogue are able to capture and understand particular intent expressed by users. There are also form flow. That are the implementation of a form as a dialogue. Think, for example, about a website for pizza order pizzas. You can recreate the form for the order as a dialogue into your bot, requesting the information, the additional information for the order in your bot to the user. And last thing about this introduction to the framework is the bot directory. As I said before, there is a public directory for your bots. You can once you have finished to create your bot, you can put it, you can publish it on this directory, And when the bot is in this directory, you can make it public to all users that want to use your bot. Now let's make a little demo about a first bot using in this case C# in Visual Studio, but if you want you can also use the SDK for Node.js. You can if you use Visual Studio you can download the template to start at the link that is in the slide. I switch to my PC and in particular on Visual Studio. Okay, this is a very simple demo that that I prepare for this presentation. This is when you download the template in Visual Studio, you can start with a new bot project. Click on File, New Project, and under the Visual C# template, you have bot application. You can give to the application a name that you want, and after you can see something as this. Okay, as that. I have my project here in Solution Explorer. This is demo WS. I have the message controller, that is the important thing that I want to explain to you in this part of the demo. In the message controller, that is it, okay, there is a task, a post task, in which I create an instance of the connector client that reference the service URL, that is the endpoint of the bot. You can think at the bot as a web service that exposed some methods, some call. Here there is a little bit of very, very simple logic. I simply take the text of the message that user send to the bot and count how many characters there is in the message. When the activity is ready, I send with replay to activity async the message from the bot to the users. In particular, note that activity is the object with which I communicate between I make my bot able to communicate with the user. Activity could be of many types. One of these is in fact message. If I want, I can debug and test my bot in local with the Microsoft Bot Framework Channel Emulator. Okay, you can download these from the documentation, and at the end of the session, I have some slide with some links to have. All the tools that are important to build a bot with Microsoft Bot Framework. Here there is the important part when you test and debug your bot in local is the bot URL. Bot URL is in this case, because I'm in localhost and the number of the port, and very important is API/messages, because this part are needed to route the message to the bot. And when we are in the local emulator and test the bot local on our machine, Microsoft App ID and Microsoft App Password are not required. Now I can run my bot. Okay, I can have a check that is on the right right port. Okay. In my emulator there is localhost, the number of the port, and API messages to route in a right way the messages, and I can try to say something to the bot. For example, ciao. And the bot tell me give me the reply you sent ciao, which was four characters. Interesting thing to use the emulator is the possibility to make debug from Visual Studio, but also to see how the message, the activity is composed, because you can see the JSON format of the message, both user's message and the bot messages. And you can see, for example, from the ID and the name of the users, the conversation information, the recipient information, and the text. For example, if there is attachments like photos or other things, and entities if you use Lewis to detect the intention of the users. The same thing you can do on the bot messages. Okay, I said that there is many different type of dialogue. In this case, I only reply in very very simple way to users. But if I comment all these lines, okay, I have another way to communicate in a simple way with the user from my bot, and it is Echo Dialogue. I add to the project a Echo Dialogue class, okay? Echo Dialogue controller, for sure. Here I have a start async method to start with the dialogue, and message receive, in which there is also here some logic, very simple in this case. I make a check on the message, and if it contains ciao, I reply something. If else, I reply something else. Okay. In this case, I can try the bot. From the bot emulator, I can choose to open a new conversation, or add a member, or change the type of the activities, and so on. Change the name of user. I could make some test about my bot. I can also send an attachment as a photo. And in this case, I say ciao. Okay, hi, how are you today? And now, fine, thanks. And the check that I make in my code let the bot replay the right thing. You can make these things in a more intelligent way using Lewis, as we said after that. Another thing that I want to show you is the developer portal. This is the developer portal, and if you are signed in, you can see the bots that you register on the developer portal. You can, for example, we can register our bot, the first bot that we are created before. Is required a name, an ID, a description, and very important is the messaging endpoint. In this case, as I said before, I can, for example, return in Visual Studio, stop the execution of my bot, and if I want to use Azure for deploy the code of my bot, I can click with the right click on the project, select publish, and I can select Microsoft Azure, okay? This is the wizard to deploy the code of my bot application on Azure. Once I have my code deployed, I use the URL here, as for example my new bot, my new smart bot dot azurewebsite.net, and it is very very important to remember to add /API/messages. Okay. After that, the dev portal create for me an application ID and a password from this page. Okay. Okay. And also, I have to add some additional information, for example, the publisher name for the bot directory, a privacy statement, because the bot is used by users and customer, and so on. And at last, I can click on register. At this time, the registration is not equivalent to the publish on the bot directory. You have register your bot, but the bot is not already public. You can manage your bot, turn on return on my bots, and in hotels bot, that for example is the bot that I will show you after, you can see the bot ID, the version of the framework that the bot are using, the message endpoint, as I said before. You can look at this, the Microsoft App ID. You can test the bot connection with this button, and you can register the bot in many different conversation channel. For example, my bot is registered to work on Facebook Messenger and Telegram. Skype and web chat are present by default. When I create for the first time my bot, Skype and web chat are already configured. Okay? Okay. I switch on my slide to get it now. Okay. I leave on the page of the masterclass in channel 9 the slide for you after the session. And now we talk about LUIS, the Language Understanding Intelligent Service. Microsoft Cognitive Services let you build application with powerful algorithm using a very few lines of code, and they work across all devices and platform. Why there is many different cognitive services, for example, for emotion recognition or face recognition. There are also knowledge cognitive services, for example, for the recommendation to give some advice to the users of their application. For example, about a product, products that they want to buy, and so on. And why we talk about language understanding intelligence service? Because one of the key problems in the interaction between humans and computers is the ability to the computer to understand what a person wants, and to find pieces of information that are relevant to their intent. LUIS, in fact, is designed to enable you to very quickly deploy an HTTP endpoint on the cloud that will take the sentences you send to it and interpret them in terms of the intention they convey and the key entities that are represented in it. For example, on LUIS you can design the language model, a custom language model in which you define what are the intent that LUIS can recognize and the related entities. You define the concept, provide some example to train for the first time LUIS, deploy the HTTP endpoint, and after that, when traffic starts to flow into the system, LUIS have a feature of active learning to improve to improve itself. In this example, for in this example, a user tried to ask to a bot, for example, news about the flight's delay. If we have created the model on Lewis, we have defined, for example, an entity that is flight delays, and more intents. By default, as we will see after in the demo, none is a default intent. No one of the intent that are defined in Lewis are recognized, none is the intent that that is triggered. Here there is three intent: find news, read news, and share news. When the Lewis endpoint receives the sentences, it split the message in the pieces, and it gives for each intent a score, and the score with the highest intent is the intent recognized in the user sentences, and the entities are the entities related to the intention of the users. Here there is other samples about that. For example, in the second example, play yesterday's daily show, I have intent that is play episode, for example, defined in the Lewis model. The content is one of the entities and is daily show, and there is another entities, pre-built entities in this case, and we will see how it means, what it means in the demo after that, the time that is yesterday. Okay, now I think that with a little demo is more useful to understand how Lewis really works. I switch on my PC and I go on lewis.ai. This is the www.lewis.ai for have access to Lewis, to the service. Okay, here we have the possibility to create a new application from zero or import an existing application. In fact, when you create an application in Lewis, the application Lewis generates a sort of JSON file in which are defined intent and entities, and also the sentence that you give to Lewis to train it to understand what the user says. I have an example of this. Sorry, I was on the. Okay, this is the demo. No, sorry. Here there is a sample of the JSON file. Okay, this is the schema of an application that I have created in Lewis. Here there is the culture that I selected for my application. There is intents. None is the default intents. There are also search hotels, show hotels review, and help as intent that Lewis can recognize. There are two entities that are hotel and airport code. There are Bing entities that is geography and so on. These are model feature, and also utterances. Utterances are the sentence that I give to Luis that I insert in Luis to make it able to understand and to learn how it could recognize the different intention from users. Okay, I switch on Luis portal. This is my application. As I said before, you can create a new application on importing existing or a Cortana pre-built application. If I click on the English culture, I can use a pre-built model that are preload on Luis for make Luis able to understand very simple and very basic intent. But now my Luis demo WS application. This is the interface of the model that I show you. I have showed you before. Okay. This is intent, the entities, the pre-built entities. This is important thing because help you in the development of your model. Because if you need number in your messages or temperature or dimension or age, for example, encyclopedia terms, percentage or geography, date, time, and so on in your intent. You can use, you have not to create a new entity, but you can use the pre-built entities that Luis already have. You can also insert regular expression feature. For example, in this case, this is an application for searching hotels. I think I have supposed that this is an application for a travel agency, a business travel agency, and I think that many times my users want to search an hotel near the airport because are in a business travel, and I insert for the airport code a regular expression to make user able to search hotels near airport using the three characters of a specific airport. Instead, if my user want to search hotel in a specific city, they can use the entity geography. Okay, here I can add utterances to Luis to teach the model to understand what person wants when send messages. For example, search hotels in Milan, for example. Luis give me these results. Here there is the score that Luis gives for each intent, and he recognized that the intent is search hotels. I can mark, for example, I have no airport code in this case, but if I have, I can mark a pieces of information as a specific entities, but here there is no entities that custom entities, only the geographic entities that is pre-built and Luis understand it. I submit. I can also send, for example, find hotels. Okay, find hotels near LAX. Okay, LAX is recognized. Sorry, as an airport code, find is recognized as the intent of search hotel. I can more utterances I insert into Luis, and more Luis can fit and recognize better the intent that I put in the messages. Okay, Here there is the train button. I can train the model to improve it. And when I finish, I can publish. I can direct publish my language model. Click on this button. Very important to note in this pop-up is this URL. I can test the model here, make some query here. But the important thing when I want to use Luis in my bot is the ID, that is this one, and the subscription key, because this information are very important to put in the Luis Dialog class in my bot application to have an integration between my bot and Luis. Okay, I switch now on Visual Studio. This is the bot that the code of the bot that my users can use to search hotel. Also here there is a message controller with the post method, and in this case the dialogue is a Luis dialogue. In fact, if I go in the class root Luis dialogue, this class implements the interface Luis dialogue, and for each of the intent that I define in the language model in the Luis portal, I have a method with a decoration that is equals to the name of the intent that I give on the Luis portal. Okay, for example, none is the default intent that I have on Luis, and I can manage the none intent to gracefully give to the user the information that the bot cannot understand what he means. I have interesting because when Luis detects that the intention of users that talking with what is talking with bot is search hotel, this is the logic of the bot. Here I pick the message from the conversation. I pick the message of the conversation and I check if there is a entity that is related to city or airport. If there isn't, I can start a new dialogue, in this case a form dialogue, because I need to ask to the users where he likes to find or search an hotel. And this form dialog is related to the hotel's query, the object that define the dialog. In fact, there is a prompt that is defined in this class, hotel's query, okay? This class define the bot should ask to the users the additional information. For example, if there isn't the destination, the bot prompt, please enter your destination. This is the decoration that make it possible, and request the destination to the users. I have published this bot on Azure, okay, on an Azure App Service, and I register the bot here in the developer portal. Now I can use my bot on Facebook Messenger, on Skype, in a web chat. If you want to see here, there is a secret and an iframe with a URL to embed a web chat with the bot in your website, okay? For example, I want to try, I want to test my bot in Skype. This is Skype preview. Okay. Sorry. I close the whole thing. Okay, for example, I can say ciao to my bot. My bot tell me, the hotel's bot tell me what can he, it does for me. And I want to search an hotels. If I don't give the information about the cities or the airport, he prompt me to enter my destination. My destination is, for example, New York. Okay, and now the bot search for me results about some hotel. This is a way to create a different type of message, of message visualization. This is a card in which I can put an image, a description, and a link to a website to make the user able to give directly to the source of the information. And I can scroll in scroll this card to see other other information that bot search for me. In this case, this is only a demo, and I don't put any photo, but just a placeholder for Hotel 1, Hotel 2, and so on. And I can also, as we say, as we saw in Louis Portal, request some information, some review about the hotel that I choose. For example, I can ask to the bot to sorry. This is the intent for obtain the review. Can write show reviews about the bot resort that is an hotel, for example. And now my bot give me the information about it is only a demo, and this is not a real review, but give me a card with the information that other users put on site, for example, about the hotel that I search. Okay. I switch we on the slide. There are other one topic that I want to tell you, and it is REST API. With REST API are available for each side. For both sides, but also for client side. For both sides, you can use REST API to make your user able to authenticate with a particular third-party service, for example. Think, for example, about a user that chat with your bot and request some information that are available only for users that are authenticated in the service. You can make it with the authentication API. You have API for bot connector and for bot state, okay, and you can use this type of REST API to application written in any language, in any programming languages. And there is also client REST API. For example, if you are developing a mobile application using, for example, Xamarin or a UVP for Windows desktop, for example, application, you can use the direct line REST API to integrate the communication with the bot for the user of your application. Some more feature. more important things. You can integrate your bot with other cognitive services, as we saw before. For example, you can insert in your bot recommendation or face recognition. For example, you can give to the bot a photo, an image, and the bot can describe the image for you if there is one of the cognitive services that recognize the place. Or vision recognition and so on. You can use Azure Logic App, that is a service that makes you able to create a sort of workflow in which there is an event that triggers some action, some different action or a sort of logic and so on. And you can use the speech support, for example, in your Xamarin or UWP application, to make your user able to talk with the voice directly with the application and the bot in particular. In these two last slides, there is some important links. Some important links about bot framework. For example, the home page where you can find the documentation and the emulator, the SDK on GitHub, the link at the SDK on GitHub, the blog to keep you informed about, up to date about all the news about the bot framework, and some important videos, and other link to the template or to the samples that are available in GitHub to start working with Microsoft Bot Framework. Okay, this is all. Thank you.